In Matthew 5:17, Jesus clearly said that he did not end the law, not until this world ends. In the two verses after the God so loved verse that we love to quote, Jesus said this, John 3:16 through 18, "For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Hebrews 10:26 begins, "For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there is no longer a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies."
There is a coming day when all people shall say, "God is the King." Then judgment shall come, Jesus says, John 3, verse 18. There soon will come the day when all people bow their knees and give account of tolerance to what God's law calls sin. Romans 14 prophecy.
Jesus said in both Matthew 24 and Luke 17 that God's punishment of the world's sins by flood was real. Jesus said in Matthew 10, Matthew 11, Mark 6, Luke 10, and Luke 17 that God's punishment of Sodom for immorality sins against God was real. God's actual word to us through 2 Peter 2, an easy pattern. "But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in, into the churches, destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. They will exploit you with deceptive words. For if God did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example to those who would afterward live ungodly lives," that's us in the 21st century, "then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment, and especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and cannot cease from sin, enticing, unstable souls. They have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray." 2 Peter 2, God's warning even to the 21st century.